KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy and breezy today. A few flurries this morning and a high near 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up 24 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours, including one-tenth of an inch of snow. In the news, one person died, two others were injured during a head-on crash Tuesday evening about 2.5 miles west of Logan in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol says all the victims were from Logan. According to the report, a 2003 Ford Crown Victoria, driven by 58-year-old Richard Tiffy Jr., was traveling westbound on Highway 30 just after 6 p.m. when an eastbound 2012 Chevy Impala, driven by 74-year-old Linda Hack, crossed the center line of the road for reasons unknown. Tiffy Jr., who was not wearing a seatbelt, died when the vehicles collided head-on. A passenger in his vehicle, 58-year-old Debbie Tiffy, was wearing her seatbelt. She was taken by ambulance to CHI Health Hospital in Missouri Valley. Linda Hack, who was also wearing her seatbelt, was transported to the same hospital. The accident remains under investigation. One person escaped serious injury when the vehicle they were driving went out of control and rolled over in Audubon County Tuesday night. Sheriff Todd Johnson reports 41-year-old Tricia K. Deist of Audubon was traveling eastbound on 190th Street at around 6:30 p.m. when her 2003 Dodge went out of control due to the road conditions. The vehicle entered the east ditch near the intersection with Kingbird Avenue and rolled over before coming to rest on its top. The damage was estimated at $3,500. Deist refused medical treatment at the scene. There were no citations issued. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak man late Tuesday night on drug charges. 56-year-old Charles James Netherton of Red Oak was arrested just after 10 p.m. on 4 felony counts of delivery of methamphetamine. The arrest stems from a narcotics investigation. Netherton was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 bond. A Shenandoah man was arrested Tuesday evening in Red Oak. 24-year-old Brian Lee Atterbury was taken into custody at 106 Coolbaugh Street at around 5:25 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for theft in the second degree. The warrant dated back to January of 2013. Atterbury was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. A Red Oak woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon on charge of possession of controlled substance and theft in the fifth degree. 18-year-old Nakia Nicole Lamb was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And 36-year-old Jill Curran of Villisca was arrested Tuesday morning in Montgomery County in Villisca and charged with possession of marijuana. Curran was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Council Bluffs man who led police in a high-speed chase after a confrontation with two police officers was caught Tuesday afternoon. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
It all began with the report on December 13th that a 2012 blue Corvette had been stolen. Two Council Bluffs policemen spotted what looked like the car early Tuesday afternoon pulling into an apartment complex. As the officers approached the stopped car on foot, the driver put the Corvette in reverse and headed toward the officers. The officers fired two shots at the driver. Corvette hit the patrol car, then sped off. Another patrol car caught sight of the Corvette in Council Bluffs and pursued it, but lost sight of it on the interstate. Police found the Corvette abandoned in Omaha just 35 minutes after Council Bluffs police first spotted it. Authorities won't release many more details, but they identified the driver as 33-year-old Jesse Wilkinson of Council Bluffs. He was wanted in state court for third-degree theft and a drug charge. Plus, he was wanted by federal authorities on a gun charge. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And police in Creston report this morning that a resident in Creston reported Monday that sometime between 3 p.m. on Sunday and 2 p.m. on Monday, his residence had been broken into on South Mulberry Street and several antique lamps, oil lamps, and a bun coffee pot, along with two jars of antique buttons and a box of antique knickknacks, were taken from the home. The loss was estimated at $500. In the funeral announcements, Roland Bud Ursham, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bud Ursham will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Gerald Dean Leonard, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Gerald Leonard will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lamar, age 85, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joseph Lamar will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Maynard Reese, age 100, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Maynard Reese will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids, with OD Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Howard A. Christensen, age 81, of Fountain Hills, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died December 3rd. Joint celebration of life services for Howard Christensen and his wife, Verla Christensen, age 80, who died October 24th, will be held this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Merle H. Peterson, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Merle Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Hugh Ross are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.